T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It's 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, July 30th. The governor says she's imposing a mask mandate for state government workers.
Coping with the Kansas heat. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday we hit 97 for the high in Wichita. Looks like it's going to be that hot again today, but some relief is on the way this weekend. Our forecast coming up.
Currently in Wichita, it is 74 degrees here on this Friday morning. People suffering from heat-related issues showing up at area hospitals.
The Red Cross has safety tips for being out in the heat that include finding a place to stay cool, keeping hydrated, and limiting your time outdoors. Dr. Gary Doolittle with the KU Health System recommends limiting your time in the sun to prevent skin cancer.
In order to protect yourself from the sun, it's really about avoiding, if you can, from 10 to 12. And then when you are out, protect yourself. Sun protective clothing, sunblock, sunglasses. Protect yourself from the sun if you are going to be out.
Triple-digit temperatures are expected to be with us through Saturday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Governor Laura Kelly says she's imposing a mask mandate for Kansas state government workers and visitors to state buildings. She's acting in the wake of what she called a self-inflicted surge in new COVID-19 cases, fueled by the faster-spreading Delta variant. The governor's order takes effect coming up on Monday. It's going to apply in 84 of the state's 105 counties, and it also applies to almost 39,000 state government workers. The Kansas Corporation Commission has approved Attorney General Derek Schmidt's request to take part in investigating high natural gas prices back during the February winter weather event and how gas utilities plan to recoup the charges. The three dockets involved costs incurred by Kansas Gas Service, Atmos Energy, and Black Hills Energy in their respective customer payment plan proposals. Let's get more from the Kansas Information Network's Steve Olinghouse.
On February 15th, the commission instructed all utilities under its jurisdiction to do everything necessary to ensure continued service to Kansas customers. The costs were deferred, and each utility was required to file a proposal for recouping the charges, which must be approved by the commission. Around the same time, the Attorney General's office announced an investigation to determine whether the high gas prices violated state consumer protection laws.
The commission's approval means the attorney general will have access to all documents filed, have the ability to file testimony, question witnesses, and take part in any scheduled proceedings. Officials in Texas looking to address the ongoing surge of migrants as the White House defends its border policy.
The deflection came from the deputy press secretary after being asked why vaccinated Americans are being told to wear a mask, yet COVID-positive border crossers are let loose in Texas. And here was her response.
CBP provides migrant with PPE from the moment they are taken into custody, and migrants are required to keep masks on at all times.
Amid those reports, Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order restricting ground transportation of migrants who pose a risk of having COVID-19 into Texas communities. Now, it also allows the stopping of any vehicle with the suspicion of the violation. AG Merrick Garland is now threatening legal action against the order and for Abbott to immediately rescind it.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with that report. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reporting that more than 188,000 migrants were encountered at the southern border just in the month of June alone. We'll be taking a look at tornado damage in a couple of states, a mistaken body north of the border, and getting back to eating heartily in Chicago. All those stories and, of course, the live weather forecast from the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast coming up. KNSS News Time, 7:05.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.709 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. They're cleaning up tornado damage today in Ohio and Pennsylvania.
In Bucks County, Pennsylvania, north of Philadelphia, some mobile homes destroyed and a car dealership heavily damaged.
This was a devastating tornado that came through. There's a lot of structural damage in this area.
Frederick Heron, the director of public safety in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, says five people were hurt. And in the southeast Ohio village of Wintersville,
you can hear the wind picking up. And by the time the wind really got going after those funnel clouds started, it sounded like there was a train coming. It sounded like whistling.
Evelyn Jones says hers was one of 25 homes damaged in the storm. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Sometimes you get that story about a mannequin being mistaken for a body. Well, up in Canada, it was the other way around.
Cops in Quebec discovering the burnt body of a woman while investigating a suspicious brush fire, but they mistook her body for a mannequin. So they tossed the body in a dumpster outside their police station. Hours later, the woman's husband filed a missing persons report. Cops then tracked her cell phone back to the scene of the fire and realized their mistake. Sherbrooke police are apologizing, and an internal investigation into the faux pas is underway. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The food trucks are back in Chicago.
It was shuttered last year, like most everything else, though Chicago's Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection is bringing back Food Truck Fest to Chicago's Daily Plaza, a Friday food ritual over the last several years in Chicago that runs through mid-October. That was shut down last year over the pandemic. BACP Commissioner Rosa Escarino saying as people return to work and businesses reopen, that Food Truck Fest is a great way to celebrate how far we've come in the fight against the coronavirus while supporting small businesses at the same time. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
7:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
In traffic, we had the report of a fire. This was in the 3200 block of South Walnut Street, pretty close to 31st Street South and Seneca, not too far away from South High School. That fire reported to be in the backyard of a residence there. Fire crews on the scene. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now let's take a look at our KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. Meteorologist Ronnell Williams with us. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Great. How are you on this another hot day here in late July?
Yeah, but hey, at least it's Friday, weekend right around the corner, so at least we got that going for us. But Ted, you know, with more hot temperatures, as well as continuing into our Saturday, with it being the weekend as well, I'm sure there's some people out there that may have some outdoor plans, and we've not only got the high heat humidity, but we'll also have a chance of storms too, so we really got to continue to keep a close eye on things over the next couple of days. So getting into that forecast, we've got today lots of sunshine, no issues there in that department when it comes to our skies. 100 degrees for a high, though. Now, once we factor in the humidity, likely feeling like 104 to 105 during the hottest part of the day. South winds are going to be light at 5 to 15. Mostly clear skies tonight, low of 75. That's going to mean a warm start to our Saturday for any early risers tomorrow. And then gradually seeing a few more clouds build in. A front's going to push in from the north, and it may spark a shower or storm, especially during the afternoon, evening hours. And we'll have to keep an eye on things because the Storm Prediction Center has placed a marginal risk of severe weather in portions of Sedgwick County, which does include Wichita. So that means that we could have an isolated, stronger storm capable of hail and wind. Again, just keep an eye to the sky. Make sure that we're continuing to stay cool, stay hydrated as well, because we'll once again get up to 100 just before that cold front pushes through. Once it does, finally getting some relief. Heat backs off Sunday to wrap up the weekend. 88 degrees for a high, but then seeing a 20% chance of a shower storm maybe left over as that front continues to push south, at least through the first half of our Sunday, and then only dropping down to a 10% chance of a shower storm early next week. Highs in the upper 80s, going to feel a lot better compared to the hot, humid road that we've been on. And it looks like upper 80s, low 90s all the way through the latter part of next week. Right now we're at 73 degrees, just a few clouds out there. Calm winds right now with a visibility at 10 miles.
Ronnell, am I correct that we have not had a 100-degree day here in July?
Yeah, not yet. We've been in the 90s, and we have gotten close at times. Even yesterday, we got up to around 97. So between today and tomorrow, we do have a shot. But I think that's something that a lot of people wouldn't mind if we didn't do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Just, yeah.
I can't. I don't know if I can remember many Julys where it did not hit 100.
Yeah, and typically we, you know, by early July, you know, we see our first 100-degree day. But, yeah, it's – and even if you remember, especially for the 4th of July, you know, when we started the month, temperatures were actually pretty nice. But,
yeah,
you know, then it was, of course, back to reality after that. But, yeah, no century mark just yet. We'll see if that happens over the next 48 hours or at least over the next couple of days.
Yep, and then we'll keep our eye on the cold front coming through on Saturday. Ronnell, thanks for being with us, and you have a good weekend.
You're welcome.
That is the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. Meteorologist Ronnell Williams right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS on this Friday morning. 7:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS as we are underway. How much would you pay for a 40-year-old slice of cake? Serious question. Some people will answer. That's because a slice
of
one of Prince Charles and Princess Diana's wedding cakes is being auctioned.
Oh.
The iced slice is from one of 23 official wedding cakes that were made for the nuptials, which occurred 40 years ago yesterday. You remember we were talking about this.
I hope it was frozen.
This cake has been around for 40 years. It was originally given to someone named Moira Smith, a member of the Queen Mother's household at Clarence House. And apparently Moira never decided to delve into it. had it in the freezer. Well, it goes up for auction again a couple weeks from now. Expected to reach anywhere between $400 or $700. The auction advises the winner not to eat it.
I would advise don't eat it as well. That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Yeah.
Frankly, though, it's not the weirdest bit of sold memorabilia that I've heard about. I mean, there was that story a few years ago where someone was selling one of John Lennon's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, all sorts of stuff out there.
Yeah.
People are returning to offices and shopping malls. A little crimp in what had been a long growth streak for, guess who, Amazon. Well, Amazon has again posted better than expected second quarter profits, but those sales did fall short of expectations and offer a disappointing outlook for the current quarter now underway. Shares of stock for Amazon fell more than 7% in after-hours trading. Seems like a lot. I mean,
yeah, it does.
I just can't think that Amazon is going to drop off all that much.
No.
But we'll see how things go with that. But man, 7% drop in your stock.
We'll see a correction, I imagine.
Yeah, you would think. It's 7:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. We've got some basketball news to begin with. The TBT, the basketball tournament. Of course, Wichita hosted a 16-team regional for the TBT a couple weeks ago at Coke Arena. Two teams emerged out of that regional, and those two teams meet tomorrow in the TBT quarterfinals. And that game is in Dayton, Ohio. It's the Aftershocks versus Florida TNT. The Aftershocks, a roster full of many former Wichita State players. So you got the Aftershocks and Florida TNT in the quarterfinals. That game is at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and that is nationally televised on ESPN. And then the winner of that game advances into the semifinals on Sunday. Of course, the winner of this tournament gets a $1 million winner-take-all prize. Pretty cool. So the Aftershocks are just three wins away from that as they compete in the TBT quarterfinals tomorrow morning. Pro basketball, the NBA draft was held last night, and as part of that process, a former Wichita State Shocker got traded again. Reports indicate the Brooklyn Nets have traded former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet to the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix, a team that was just two wins away from an NBA title. Shamet just finished up the third year of a four-year contract that pays him $9.5 million. And, of course, he was drafted, signed by the Phillies, and signed by the Philadelphia 76ers. And when he was drafted out of Wichita State just 3 years ago, Landry Shamet has been traded three times already in 3 years in the NBA. So he hasn't yet really been able to find a permanent home with anyone. And his next stop is going to be the Phoenix Suns. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge lost 12-1 on the road last night at Northwest Arkansas. Surge is remaining for the rest of the weekend in Springdale. Wichita still has the number two spot in the league standings with a 2.5-game lead for that position. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Philadelphia Phillies win at home. They beat the Washington Nationals 11-8 in game two of a doubleheader. That game went eight innings. Starting at third base for the Phillies, former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm, 3-for-4 at the plate, including his seventh home run of the season. Scored twice, drove in a pair. Bohm is batting .275 here in the month of July. The Phillies have won four of their last seven to get back to the .500 mark, 51-51. Even up with 2 months to go in the season. The Kansas City Royals continue to play great baseball. The Royals were home yesterday afternoon on a hot day at Kauffman Stadium, taking on the first-place Chicago White Sox. And the Royals got great pitching from Carlos Hernandez. He worked six scoreless innings, only gave up four hits. Salvador Perez, who hit the game-tying home run late in the game the night before, then went out yesterday and hit another home run early in the game, his 25th. As the Royals easily shut down the White Sox 5-0, how about the Royals taking 3 out of 4 against the first-place Chicago White Sox on the weekend? As the Royals remain red-hot, they have won 8 of their last 9 games. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, and that's also where you'll be able to hear all the Royals games this weekend as they hit the road, a very interesting road swing, north of the border. Taking on the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto. You might remember that the Blue Jays, because of COVID, played in Toronto since the end of the 2019 season. They've been playing games in the United States at various locations.
Wow, they're going to be fired
up. So, yeah, first major league game in Toronto in almost 2 years. The Royals and the Blue Jays, 6 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, noon on Sunday. Listen to all those games live on KFH. Speaking of the Royals, looks like the Royals have traded one of their longest-standing roster members. Left-handed pitcher, starting pitcher Danny Duffy, traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Duffy has spent his entire 11-year big league career with the Kansas City Royals, who drafted him 14 years ago. Duffy currently is injured, but if all his rehab goes all right, he should be able to pitch for the Dodgers down the stretch as the defending World Series champs trying to make another run at it. Racing this weekend at the Kansas International Dragway in Mays. Tonight, it's the Test and Tune. And then tomorrow, it's the points race and the National Dragster Wally Race. Kansas International Dragway. 81 Speedway on the dirt track up on North Broadway has a weekly points race going on tomorrow night. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. It's 7:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening right here on KNSS. Traffic and weather is on the way, of course. And a house call for health. Is TikTok reinforcing a potentially dangerous health habit? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network
from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.